Hey guys, welcome to today's Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and today I'm going to give you my top tips to avoid late night snacking. Before we get started, I just wanted to clear up a myth that I've heard. You may have heard stop eating after 7 or 8 or a certain time of day. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now, if that were the case, I would not have a job. You would not be listening to this podcast. It's just not that simple. So some people like to follow that rule because our brains enjoy having guidelines. They love having some sort of set guideline in their head, in their beliefs that make it easier for them to avoid snacking. So if that works for you, go for it. But if that no eating after 7 stresses you out to the point where you hear eat everything after 7, then don't follow this guideline. So my first tip to avoid late night snacking is to eat a larger dinner. Now, I know that may sound counterintuitive, but by increasing your portions at your last meal, you're going to be fuller a lot longer, which may decrease your desire to munch on unhealthy things or reach for snacks. If you're not truly hungry, then it's a little bit easier to avoid snacking. My next tip is do not buy it. So I think of snack foods in particular, like pretzels, chips, trail mix, anything that you can go in the pantry, stick your hand in, grab a few, and then you end up going back and grabbing 2, 3, however many other handfuls, however small they may be. So I have a personal policy that I just don't bring snacks like that in the house. If it's something I know I cannot control myself with and I don't know how to do in moderation, then I simply just leave it out of the house, out of sight, out of mind. This typically works for a lot of people because if we don't have it, we don't necessarily think about it. So identify what those snack foods are for you that you just can't have one. Or let's say you buy the pre-portion or you portion everything out. For some people, that works as well. Let's say you get a bag of trail mix. People will either buy individual packets or they'll buy a big bag in bulk and then create individual serving sizes with their own sandwich bags. But if you're the kind of person who, well, I don't care, I'm going to go back and eat a second bag, then just don't buy it. My next tip is to find another hobby or a nightly ritual. So this could be a lot of different things, but if you're someone who, when you sit down after dinner, you want to watch TV, you want to watch your Netflix, Game of Thrones, whatever it is that you're watching, I've never seen that, but I hear it's great. Find something else that you can do to delay the desire to snack and distract your desire to snack. So for some people, this might be doing a puzzle, playing a game on your phone. They have those adult coloring books now. Maybe it's when you talk on the phone, you pace back and forth. Maybe it's every night before bed, you fill out this journal, you write your goals, I know I personally have my Smart Life Push Journal. That's something I need to get better at, is filling that out every single night before bed and creating that new ritual. For me, a while, my ritual was having sleepy time tea before I went to bed. So you have that distraction of something with your hands, but it's not necessarily calories in your mouth. So create another ritual, one that does not involve snacking, something that typically has to distract your brain and your hands as well to keep you focused on something else. And my last tip to avoid late night snacking is, all right, let's just say you're hungry, you need a snack. So have that mentality when you go to the grocery store that you are going to want a snack at some point and you are going to have a sweet tooth or whatever that craving is that you know that you have. Have a healthier version of that on hand. So for some people, this might be dark chocolate chips, just the little chunks or something like that. Again, pre-portioned if you can. Maybe it's something like Greek yogurt that you add in protein powder or cocoa and peanut butter to make it a lighter, almost like a lighter version of ice cream. Or maybe it's pretzels. Pretzels are one that I will not fight you over pretzels, but if I need a snack or something salty, I can have a few of them and be satisfied and not feel like I have to eat the whole thing, because no one likes that feeling of the salt on the top of your mouth from too much pretzels. So go on Pinterest, check out our meal prep guide. There's so many resources out there for healthy desserts or sweet treats and late night snacks. And lastly, just don't beat yourself up about it. If you are truly hungry and you want or need a snack, just have it and just give yourself enough time to digest it before bed, wake up and get back to your routine the next day. So I hope those tips helped. Again, if you have any questions, you can always find us on at Fit Friends Happy Hour on Instagram. Leave us a message. And if you haven't already, we would love, love, love if you subscribe to the podcast, write us a review, and of course, share it with a friend. All right, that's it for today's episode. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend and have a little bit healthier evening snacks. Bye.